USA Radio News.
President Trump is in Houston, Texas, delivering remarks at the Houston Toyota Center. Now, before leaving for that rally, the president was asked about his relationship with Senator Ted Cruz.
To me, he's not lying Ted anymore. He's beautiful Ted. He's Texas. I call him Texas Ted. We have worked together very closely. I like him a lot. I actually like him a lot.
Members of the illegal immigrant caravan chanted, Si se puede, as they made their way north through Mexico. The caravan has ballooned to 14,000 people, and many of them are males. And this Honduran male joined Fox News and says he knows he's not going to qualify for asylum, so he's going to have to sneak across the border illegally.
I know this is not going to be easy, but, you know, it's a lot of people. I don't think he's going to be able to stop everybody.
The Dow was down 126 points today. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. As the hot weather subsides, Americans are trading beaches for pumpkin patches and preparing to splurge on fall travel and activities. According to a Bank of America survey, Americans plan to spend an average of $960 on seasonal events this autumn. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Fall has no shortage of food and travel activities, so you'll want to have a credit card that rewards your seasonal spending. With the Bank of America Premium Rewards credit card, you earn an unlimited 2 points for every dollar you spend on dining and travel purchases, and 1.5 points for every dollar you spend on all other purchases. These rewards can be used towards upcoming holiday gifts and travel. Even sweeter, if you're a Bank of America Preferred Rewards client, you earn an additional 25 to 75% rewards bonus on every purchase.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
China is reportedly planning to launch an artificial moon. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Word is the moon would be sighted over the city of Chengdu, potentially saving millions of dollars in electricity costs. The plan is possibly to be ready by 2020 and would put the moon in orbit about 310 miles above the city, serving as a giant nightlight, reflecting sunlight onto the city and replacing some streetlights. It reportedly could be targeted to light up specific areas several times brighter than the real moon would.
The man who was wanted after shooting an Atlanta police officer was shot and killed today just outside of Atlanta. Police found the man hiding in a shed. A shootout happened with the officers and the suspect was shot and killed. The Mega Millions jackpot sits at $1.6 billion. Now, the drawing is Tuesday night. Now, if you win that, the expected taxes on that, you might as well take 37% right off the top. Cash option on the jackpot would be just over $900 million. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump held a rally in Elko, Nevada on Saturday. Now, he was out there drumming up support for Senator Dean Heller, who's locked into a tight race against Congresswoman Jackie Rosen. Now, she's a Democrat in the race. President Trump joined Live and Local Now host Kevin Wall, which is heard on many of these same USA Radio Network stations. And the president, what you're hearing now at a lot of his rallies, is the term mob. Wall asked him if he regrets using the term mob.
No, it's honest. And wouldn't you be shocked if I said I had regret? Would you be surprised if I said, oh, I'd
I would be shocked.
You would be, you'd probably turn off the interview and say, that's not Trump. That's somebody else. No, I no interest in that at all. I will tell you, when they become angry, they become bitter. And you saw that with the hearings. And actually, you saw it with the Neil Gorsuch, Justice Gorsuch hearing. But to an extent that was at least within the bounds of taste, this last situation, what they did with Brett Kavanaugh was just one of the worst things I've ever seen. They tried to ruin his life, his family, his kids. He's got these two beautiful, wonderful daughters. And what they did to him, and I think that's one of the reasons the Republican Party is so totally energized. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. And I think the rallies help also, the rallies that I've been doing. You know, you see the spirit. But I really believe that the way they treated Justice Kavanaugh has been, while horrible, it's really helped the Republican Party.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.